You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KAYT.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better one day at a time. Through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Mark 6:31. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. Crowds of people were coming and going where Christ and the disciples were, and they had gotten so busy until they didn't have the time, they hadn't taken the time to spend alone time with the Lord. All believers need a spiritual retreat. This is BJ with Just Stuff. My topic for today is a personal spiritual retreat. All believers need a spiritual retreat, alone time with God. There is no better way to be refreshed than to be refreshed by God. It is an abiding, a lingering, bathing our minds with God's word, remaining in His presence, allowing His word to just wash over us, bringing us comfort and peace like we have never experienced before. It is nourishing to our very souls. We can empty ourselves to God while He fills us with Himself. While we pull away from the world, embracing ourselves with the things of God. Every believer needs that alone time with God, that quiet time with God. Excuse me. Jesus needed time to be with the Father. If Jesus needed that time, what about us? Finding a quiet place at home may be difficult sometimes. An at-home retreat would be wonderful, would be beautiful. But maybe you could wait until everyone is in bed, or get up early before everyone else is up, or on your day off, or on a walk. You would have to figure out what works for you. But we need that alone time with God. There is so much clutter. Sometimes we can hardly think, with so many voices saying so many things. Sometimes it's hard to recognize truth, because truth from some fade into lies. Every believer needs alone time with God, a spiritual retreat. Just talking about a spiritual retreat does not do it justice. It's an experience that cannot be put into words. Alone time with God is beautiful. There are so many benefits to be gained from a personal spiritual retreat. Sometimes problems are solved. Sometimes problems are solved. We are refreshed. We learn how to listen to God. God gives us clarity. We learn things about ourselves. We are spiritually strengthened. We are mentally strengthened. We get so busy sometimes, caring for others, praying for others, interceding for others. until we forget sometime about ourselves. We become overwhelmed sometimes. And as I have said, Jesus would sometimes slip away to the wilderness and pray. Luke 5:15-16, yet the news about him spread all the more, so the crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sickness. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. I will say again, every believer needs a personal retreat, a personal time of refreshing, restoration, alone time with the Father. You don't have to try to hide anything from him. You can be open and honest, because he is better to us than we are to ourselves. He loves us in spite of all of our shortcomings. A place where we can truly connect with God, a calming, peaceful place. Usually, on a personal note, usually I sit, read scripture, sometimes listen to praise and worship music, and before I realize it, I am in that place. An experience that cannot be justified by mere words. Go to that place and connect with God. You will not regret being in his presence, where it becomes personal in his presence. We find illumination, direction, guidance, forgiveness, not only for others, but for ourselves, because too many times we hold ourselves hostage to our past. Even though God has forgiven us, as Christians, we need that alone time with God. Being in the presence of God, being in God's presence, that alone time. Sometimes our vision gets cloudy, because over time our fires, you know, when we first start off with God, we start off with fire. But then sometimes along the way, our fires turns into flickers. But spending time with God allows us to be refreshed, and it allows us to allow God to turn our flickers back in to flames. What a wonderful place to be. Every believer needs that alone time with God. And when you go to that place, you will not regret. You will not regret being in that place. At this time, I would like to switch gears just a little, because I would like to just encourage my brothers and sisters to keep trusting God. Sometimes reasoning takes a left turn when we have to wait, when things change from what we call our normal, when things are not happening our way. This journey is very hard, but we have to remember that God is still God, and he is in complete control. During this time, it would benefit us to ask God what he wants us to know, or what he wants us to do, or how can we help? How can we help others? How can we help ourselves to be better in this place that we're in? It's the enemy's job. It's the enemy's pleasure to get in the way of our relationship with God. You know, even though God has forgiven us for things, we hold ourselves hostage too many times. Sometimes our vision gets cloudy, and we just need to remember that God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did way back then, he will do it again. He will do it again. And we just have to keep praying, and we have to keep praising, and we can't give up, and we can't give out. So don't stop praying. Don't stop praising. If you can't say anything but Jesus, say it and raise your hands. There was a lady at Little Rock, when I was a member at Little Rock, and she used to sing this song that, if you can't say nothing, just raise your hand. And it went like this. If I can't say nothing, I'll just raise my hand. If I can't say nothing, I'll just raise my hand. I said, if I can't say nothing, I'll just raise my hand. If I can't say nothing, I'll just raise my hand. So if we just raise our hands, God will accept our praise. When praises go up, blessings come down. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh,
tell the Lord for myself. Lord, I came. Riches untold, I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords
today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than a fortune or fame. I'd rather be faithful to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords. This world affords. I'd rather have Jesus than
nobody like you, Lord. and none can even say that. Nobody like him. And when I consider
knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus.